Sports with Annie. Today I'll be doing the Browns vs. Ravens highlights from last Sunday's game. This game was very intense and crazy. On offense, we did not play very well. We could not hold onto the ball. We couldn't run the ball either. We barely got any first downs, and we barely gained any yards. Baker played okay. He had some bad throws. He was 15 for 42, which is not good at all. He was limping and had a coach or trainer stretch his foot because of his hurt heel. And we were limited to 2 field goals and 1 touchdown. Right now, Baker should be resting so he gets better quicker and so he could be more accurate and play better on the field. Besides not performing well on the field, I didn't like how Jarvis Landry acted as quarterback because Baker could have been done for the season if Jarvis threw the ball to him. This play also didn't do us any good because we couldn't get the first down either. On defense, we played awesome. We limited the Ravens' offense to 3 field goals and 1 touchdown. Myles Garrett had a career-high 14 sacks. We intercepted 4 passes thrown by Lamar Jackson. Both teams had a total of 6 turnovers, and Myles Garrett was able to sack Lamar once, and Jadeveon Clowney kept trying but failed, although he was able to knock down a pass thrown by Lamar, which was a positive note. Now on to fouls. The refs finally called holding on Myles Garrett, which is shocking. We seriously need less fouls called on us because it's hurting us with lost yardages and downs. And the foul that I thought was crazy was a 12-man on the field even after a timeout. I didn't understand why it was so hard for 11 players to be on the field even after the refs let them substitute. In conclusion, the Browns' offense couldn't do anything with the 5 interceptions that the defense got. We need less fouls. We need to stop the other team from getting first downs, gaining yards, or getting touchdowns. Baker doesn't suck, we just need to give him a chance. He's injured, so he should be resting, but Kevin Stefanski won't rest him. Myles Garrett shows sportsmanship by shaking Lamar's hand after an unbelievable touchdown, even though Clowney and Garrett were in his face. For next week's game, we can't let Lamar get away from 3 different defenders who were trying to sack him. We gotta stay positive, and hopefully we will win next week. Hopefully this bye week will recharge our players and get them going again.